We ourselves heard that voice from heaven when we were with him on the holy mountain. Peter is telling the people who are hearing this letter, us today, that when they were on the mountain, when it happened of the transfiguration, that they were there. He says in the preceding verses, "For we were not making up clever stories when we told you about the powerful coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. We saw his majestic splendor with our own eyes when we received honor and glory from God the Father. The voice from the majestic glory of God said to him, 'This is my dearly beloved Son, who brings me great joy.' We ourselves heard that voice from heaven when we were with him on that holy mountain." What is written in the Gospels is true, and thank God for that. Peter is now writing letters for those out in the diaspora, telling them what we witnessed is the truth. We were on that mountain. People tried to dismiss the Bible. They tried to say it's not reliable. Yet we have eyewitness accounts from the Gospels. And then we have Peter writing other letters saying what happened with Jesus. We were there. We're not making up fanciful stories. And in fact, many of the disciples went on to give up their lives for that gospel. Who would give up their life for something which isn't true? They gave up their lives because it was true. And here in Peter's own voice, we hear those words. We ourselves heard the voice from heaven when we were with him on that holy mountain. And what was their reaction on that holy mountain? They were scared. They were scared. Of course you would be scared when heaven comes down to earth, especially God's voice. It's not going to be something that's going to be lovely. It's going to be quite an overpowering, overawing experience. And that's what exactly is recorded in the Gospels, that they were scared of this. But yet he goes back and says, we were there on that mountain when we heard that majestic voice of God. It gives us certainty that what we believe in the scriptures is true. So our faith isn't based on a lie. Our faith is based on real accounts, and accounts that are then told over and over again. And this is just in a letter. Can you imagine how many times these stories were told orally to people as they were witnessing about Jesus being their Lord and Saviour? He was the Messiah that was prophesied to come. And then it would just be thousands and thousands of times. And then it was written down as well. But all those people who heard that from those people who were there would have just been in awe and wonder. Some of them would have argued against and said, you know, you're just not telling the truth. But what we have today in the Bible is the truth. And this is what we have to, as Christians, hold on to. That this truth has been handed down for us. And it's from those who saw Jesus and was with Jesus in the New Testament, and all the prophecies and the history in the Old Testament. This is the word of God, and it is the truth. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Peter's words, and we thank you for the truth handed down over all those centuries for us to have today. May we believe in it, and may we preach it. Amen.